and joy in a journey of downscaling. Often, we are unwillingly thrown into a season of cutting back, as in the case of sudden job loss. But this same spirit of contentment, of being satisfied, comes into play when we amend our lifestyle by choice. Life-giving contentment guides us as we abandon trivial spending to make a wise strategic purchase, or when we determine that it is time to hunker down and build savings instead of frittering away our paycheck week after week. God-given contentment is also a precious gift when we place a moratorium on significant purchases so that we can fully embrace a time of increased giving. Enrolling. Over the years, Chris and I have willingly enrolled in the School of Contentment a number of times. On three of these occasions, we entered a spending fast, once to make a strategic purchase, once to build strategic savings, and once to give a strategic gift. Each occasion meant being content with what we owned for a lengthy period of time. I share these stories in the hope that they will encourage and motivate you. If you find yourself in a period of opportunity when you simply have to make do, know that you are not alone. The down payment. We fell in love with the small brick house, its mature oaks towering above the yard. Chris and I were both 22, a year into marriage, serving a tiny church, and broke. Yet we somehow thought that home ownership might be within our grasp. The sellers, enduring a difficult housing market and increasingly weary because of a property that refused to sell, agreed to let us move in and rent for 12 months with the stipulation that we come up with a down payment within a year. As I recall, our combined income that year was in the neighborhood of $18,000. To fulfill our obligation, we needed to squirrel away $7,000 for the down payment and live on the remainder, which meant that we could buy nothing. We signed a contract and enrolled in the School of Contentment. All discretionary income, every available dollar, went to a single goal, the down payment for our first home. During this 12-month period, we forsook restaurants, even fast food. We took no vacation, and we have no memory of purchasing new clothing. I distinctly remember standing in the beverage aisle of a local grocery store, reasoning with a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola that was on sale. I know you're only 89 cents, but I can't buy you. The almost dollar I would spend on you should go toward the house. I'll be back in a year, and perhaps I can enjoy your company then. We learned to be content with very little as we stretched toward a worthy financial goal. In relating the story of that thrifty year,